It is the first of our season review shows. I'm Neil Atkinson, and I'm joined by Ian Ryan, Phil Blundell, and John Gibbons. Now, if you're new to these parts, for an end of season, at the very least, you might wonder, what does a season review show entail? What we do is we just allow people to give their thoughts, really, about the season in... Well, from one point of view, could be viewed as a long, uninterrupted monologue. I prefer to think of it as sparkling witticisms that follow one another, full of insight. But it is always fascinating to hear whatever direction people want to take it in. They can take it in that direction. They can do whatever they want with it. Obviously, this year's got a massive piece of context attached, but people may or may not decide to run with that. John Gibbons is going to go first for us. So, John, 23-24, how was it for you?
Good on the whole, yeah, I enjoyed it. It's a season that is going to be tricky for everyone to analyse, I think, because seasons don't normally take place in isolation. But I think this one, because of the Jürgen stuff and because of the big bombshell that he drops in January, sort of has to, really, because I think without that knowledge, I think you would talk about this season as a decent one and one that's hopefully going to build to something even better next year. But because the manager feels like he's leaving so quickly into a new side, because we all talked about it, we said it a lot, Liverpool 2.0, this was a new team, it was a new team that Jürgen had built, maybe the first time he'd sort of ever done that, really. It was a bit of a criticism, wasn't it, back to Dortmund, can he build a sort of second side? He looked like he had it then. So I think, although it's hard to imagine the season without that, because it is so big, and I think it does affect what sort of happens next as well on the pitch. I think, you know, I think without that, I'd be talking about it a little bit differently. I think I'd be like, let's see sort of kick on. The strange thing now is that a manager's coming in a way a good time, because there's a lot of sort of talent to work there, but it's almost in terms of progress, it almost sort of kicks you back a year, really, and it feels like now it's Liverpool 2.0 with a new manager, if you like. But so I think you just have to look at the season in isolation and think, well, how much did we feel there was to do? And there was a lot of challenges in the summer. There was the challenges around, and I remember talking about it last summer, and I was thinking about this when I was thinking about what I want to say, you know, going back, and it was kind of get more out of the existing lads who'd had a poor season last season, or a poor season relatively to the quality, and how could he get the lads to gel quickly, and so there was a lot, really. It was like, how quickly can these new players, especially the new midfield, come in and play well and look like Liverpool players, and how much of last season was a blip for certain individuals, or, you know, a massive problem. And lots of them had tough years last year. It's only really Alisson of the top players who comes out of it with much credit.